Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Count 5 Trends, 5 Minutes Cyber and Fraud Podcast, where we bring you the top 5 headlines from the week in fraud prevention and cybersecurity, along with insights from industry experts on how to protect your business and elevate the entire digital customer journey. I'm your host, Lacey Briggs, and I'm here with my co-host, Emily Vila.
Hi, everyone. Let's jump into our 5 trends for this week, starting with number 5. Bad bots are on the attack, and our defense plan is probably wrong. Google is warning that bots are causing more problems for business, but many companies are only focused on the most obvious attacks. Google's research has found that while 78% of organizations are using DDoS protection, such as web application firewalls and content distribution networks or CDNs, less than a fifth of them are using a full bot management system.
So obviously, Count has been tracking for a while now the advancements that have been made in the bot sphere and has developed a multi-layer solution to help fight back against bots. To check out Count's adaptive bot detection solution and how to detect, classify, and stop malicious bots while permitting good bots, go to count.com/bots. Number 4 this week, Canadians are exposing themselves to fraud with changes in behavior during the pandemic. According to a recent study from payments processor Moneris, also one of our partners, almost 40% of Canadians report experiencing payments fraud or engaged in behavior that could expose them to fraud since March 2020. So one of the activities Canadians noted doing was providing their credit card number over the phone to places like stores or restaurants, which is really a high-risk activity for both customers and businesses.
And Lacey, just a few weeks ago, right here on the Count 5 and 5 podcast, we had Marta from Moneris on to talk about the rise in fraud targeted at Canadians during the pandemic and why businesses need to prevent fraud before it becomes a problem. You can find that episode by going to count.com/podcast.
In our number 3 spot this week, home security cameras have become a fruitful resource, but also a risk. It seems like everyone has one these days. Doorbell cameras have become a powerful tool for police investigators, but law enforcement officials are also grappling with how the system can be used against them.
And Lacey, these cameras have been a target of hackers who then try to watch people's live videos and get their other account information. And on last week's episode of Count 5 and 5, we spoke to Josh Johnston, not just about cameras, but printers and other unsuspecting Internet of Things electronics that can pose a cybersecurity risk. He gave some tips on how to protect against hackers, which you can listen to by going again to count.com/podcast. In our number 2 spot this week, GabHack reveals passwords and private messages. According to Forbes, the founder of the social media platform Gab has confirmed that hackers have breached the site. The data was leaked to a WikiLeaks-style group, Distributed Denial of Secrets, which says it has received around 70 gigs of data, including passwords and private messages.
So, Emily, when hackers get access to information such as those usernames and passwords, that information can be used on other sites to carry out account takeovers and other forms of fraud. To learn how to protect your accounts, you can go to count.com/solutions. And finally, in our number 1 spot today, it was recently announced that Stuzo and Count have partnered to bring fraud protection to Stuzo's open commerce platform and managed software services. So here to talk with us today about the partnership is Jake Kaiser, Chief Customer Officer at Stuzo. So hi, Jake. Thank you so much for joining us today.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So first, before we kind of dive into this, what is Stuzo for those who may not know?
Yeah, no problem. So Stuzo is an activation and commerce technology company. We work with everyday spend retailers to drive specific business outcomes through the use of our open commerce technology platform, including one-to-one intelligent loyalty, contactless commerce, and cross-channel consumer and customer engagement.
Awesome. And so how does that combined effort between Count and Stuzo benefit the retailers that Stuzo serves?
Yeah, good question. As an activation and commerce technology company, Stuzo works very hard to drive those outcomes, those business outcomes with loyalty, commerce, and customer engagement products. And our partnership with Count really helps our retail partners further protect the entire customer journey from account creation and login to payments and disputes, establishing identity trust in real time with AI-driven protection. And with Count integrated into our open commerce product suite, our retail partners will benefit from things like reduced chargebacks, manual reviews, and false positives, which will in turn increase some of the approval rates, and revenue for those retailers we work with.
And Jake, I love everything you just said. So why is this partnership more important now than ever before?
For us, in addition to the work that we're doing with Count on the fraud protection side of things, we've also been able to focus recently through this partnership on some more industry-specific loyalty fraud use cases. And as we continue to scale our customers' loyalty programs and commerce programs as normal, uncover new ways where we can leverage this partnership to benefit those customers. And so we're very confident, you know, in this combined offering built around both of our organizations. Very unique strengths and differentiated product capabilities will help our retail partners automate decision-making and increase operational efficiencies by delivering secure, frictionless user experiences.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And we have a lot of cool stuff that we're doing with Count and Stuzo in this partnership, including Jake being on a webinar recently with Count. So make sure you tune in to check that out as well. Jake, thanks so much for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
That's all the time we have. If you have any questions or you'd like to be featured on the Count podcast, reach out to us on social media at Count Inc. or email news@count.com. We'd love to hear from you.
For Count, I'm Lacey Briggs.
And I'm Emily Vallah. See you next week.